Done. Done. Yes, it is time for Gordo's Corner, and I'm very excited that Mike Ducey is in studio with us because he has been emailing me constantly and DMing me on Twitter. Hey, are you going to talk 50 Shades of Grey today? Hey, are you talking about 50 Shades of Grey?
Has Mike been reading them?
Yes. He's all into these books, which are being called mommy porn. It's erotica that somehow it's just okay for women.
Yeah, like I said.
If a guy is watching Graphy on the internet, or he's reading something that he's seen as a pervert, if he's sitting on a dark light rail reading erotica, he's a pervert. But women, it's okay.
It's okay.
First of all, I'm not reading them. I'm somewhat familiar with what you're talking about. And I forget what the second point was. Jordan, go ahead. Because I said first, so I felt obligated.
What second was?
Backed yourself into a verbal corner?
Kind of.
Okay, so I get this email from Kirk. We talked about this, by the way, a week ago on Ladies' Day, the 50 Shades of Grey and how women are reading them. And you know what? I'm not complaining about them because it's great if women are getting all worked up over this. That benefits men, right? Mike?
Sure. In the end, you would hope, yes.
In the end, that's where you're doing it?
Well, you're not supposed to?
Ultimately.
It should. Oh, Jer.
What did he say?
Don't worry about it.
He thought that was the only way that you're supposed to do it. Wow.
Hmm. What's the other way? Teach me, Gordon. Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is from P1K. He doesn't want his full name used. Oh. Whoops. Oh. Gordon, my wife is now almost through the third book and intends to read them all over again. He says they were at the ER last night when their daughter hurt their ankle and his wife was reading that stuff on her iPhone while in the ER to treat one of their children. That's
she
a little weird.
Put
isn't it
down, even in the ER.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Anyway, he continues.
We had good sex before,
but ever since she started these books, it has gone off the charts. A local adult store even has a 50 Shades of Grey shopping list, which he attached to his email, and I've already purchased two items at my wife's request. The remaining items will be purchased and introduced by surprise. Wow.
Man. Now, are we talking about toys of some kind here, or what items are we...
We'll get to that, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Boy, look at him. Look at him salivating. Yeah, he had to wipe the corner of his mouth after he said that.
What do you mean exactly, Gordon?
Gross.
Sorry.
Seriously?
That is so gross.
And these items are pretty hardcore, in my opinion. Thanks to this book, here's what I have enjoyed for the last 2 months with no end in sight. Number one, countless sex, including graphic pics of her.
Okay.
What he is calling a.
Let me get the idea.
In hustler type poses. Close up, if you know what I mean. Something he's calling videos of one-handed action. I don't... Mike, can you help us out?
Hustler, is that like a Pete Rose type Charlie Hustler?
Yeah, just good hustle, showing good hustle, generally Rose? In the field.
Okay, good.
He says our sexting is over the top. We role play and she sends me pics and videos of pretty much anything I request. By the time we see each other at night, we are ready to tear each other's clothes off and usually do. Our kids are definitely starting to wonder what the hell we are doing with the door shut so much. Hmm. With the sounds of daddy hurting mommy emanating from the 1.5-inch space underneath the door. Number
two.
You
realize none of this is true, that this guy is relaying.
You think he's lying?
Just go ahead and continue.
No, seriously.
For the purposes of this segment, it's working, I think.
Do you suspect this is a false email?
No, I don't think it is. I just don't know.
I think the guy's being honest.
I don't know why you'd share it, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, because this is a huge cultural thing that's going on right now.
You're about 6 months late, man. This is...
No,
it's almost dying now.
I don't think it's crested yet. I think that we're just now experiencing the height of this, and then we'll feel guilty here in about 5 minutes. Number two, came home one day, and she showed me something online and said she wanted... You guys ever heard of a guy named Ben Wah?
Former pro wrestler?
I don't know. I guess Benoit? he makes some
Ranger
spherical
earlier.
Products. And then he says then he got a pic and video of them in use from his wife. Number three, they do mommy daddy stuff multiple times per day, and over the weekend almost. Oh, multiple times per day over the weekend and almost every day when he gets home from work. Why are you laughing?
I just Googled Benoit. Anyway,
go ahead. Don't Google stuff he says.
Number four, we got hot and heavy in a restaurant, including going inside her dress with his... Anyway, and they ended up in the parking lot in the middle row of their expedition and got caught by a little squatty Chinese man at the sushi restaurant that they had just eaten in. Mm. So, in other words, it's igniting the passions between married people, and these people have three kids, it says here. Mm-hmm. And now they get people to babysit their kids where they can go to adult stores to plow through the shopping list. Mm. All right, now Mike has requested to hear the 50 Shades of Grey fantasy shopping list. And I have the, here's the printout. And you can see that's the PDF of the, I guess all these are mentioned in that book. By the way, P1K said that, his initial K, he said that his wife had him read a few passages of the book out loud, and he said it's really bad writing, but he's not going to mess with a good thing as long as his supply keeps coming. I mean, he keeps getting supply.
Yeah, there's no need to pick nits when it's working out.
All right. 50 Shades of Grey fantasy shopping list. All the things you need to play Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey. That's the character names. Don't they drive you nuts?
Yes.
Do you play Christian Grey at your home, Mike?
I'm glad Medusa's here. I get such a deflector shield. It just goes
walk
right
in
to
the
him.
House right after botching a sports cast and yell out, Anastasia, I need you now.
Sorry, Deuce.
All right, the number one.
I'll be getting home about 10:30, by the way, in case anyone's listening.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow.
Your daughters just went, ooh, seriously?
Yeah.
That is sick, guys.
Ew. Seriously?
Your wife's calling a locksmith to change the locks right now. She wants no part of you playing Christian Steele. Christian Grey. Yeah. Anastasia Steele. All right, the number one item, you want to write these down, Mike? I know you got your pen ready.
Thank you.
Are something called Benoit balls.
Yeah, I just Googled.
Or
those.
Kegel balls.
Okay.
The second one, I don't think I can even say on the air. I'll alter this a little bit. This is all mentioned in today's popular literature. Mm-hmm. A metal annual plug.
Ew, seriously?
It's just used once a year. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Number three, blindfolds.
Naturally.
Well, yeah.
What is wrong with humans? Why do we have to incorporate that into child making? Number four, something called an internal massager. I have no idea what that could possibly be.
Hmm. Must be a misprint.
Five, riding crops. Wow. George's face.
Why five?
What?
Five riding crops.
No, it says
number five in the list.
Number five is riding
like
crops.
Five golden rings.
There's an awful
there's a word in front of rings
there,
here.
That's not working anymore.
Also on the list, soft leather floggers. You're a flog guy.
Yeah, flog.
Paddles, rulers, and things to spank with.
Mark.
Handcuffs. Bondage ties and neckties. And then something called nipple toys.
Man, I don't know.
I've never seen your brow more furrowed than when I said just. They're also called witches' nipples in folklore. Did you know that?
What? All these recent stories, I just have a hard time constructing the world right now. That's
why.
I don't know. It's just we're all going nuts.
You think that we're perverting God's plan with this stuff?
Yeah, there's that. There's just craziness in the world.
Was the word nipple toys ever mentioned in the Bible?
I don't think so.
Did God design Eve for an internal massager?
No, and I know moms weren't reading this stuff 30 years ago.
You don't think your mom read anything that had an annual plug in it?
No. Don't say that term within 5 seconds of saying my mom.
Oh, is that the bracket time? You have five seconds on either side?
5 second rule, yes.
But if it, you know, we're talking about two consenting adults,
right?
Preferably within the sacred bonds of holy matrimony. What's the harm?
I think if you're using any of this stuff, even if you're
wrote you the emails talking about all this stuff with his wife, right?
Yeah, yeah, but there's nothing sacred about what you can do with these items. I mean, when you're getting your necktie and stringing your wife up from the rafters.
I don't think that is expressly prohibited in the Bible.
No, it's not expressly prohibited, but use your intuition. Something doesn't sound like that was part of Jesus' plan. When you're attaching alligator clips to her baby feeders, and you're calling that love? That was a quick Gordo-atorial, by the way.
What else you got?
P1 Steve says that he was listening to you doing a U-verse commercial. I think this was yesterday, Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
And this slipped by us. But he swears this is the case. He thinks that you stated that you can access U-verse from any house in your room.
I may have said that.
We need to check and see. 735 yesterday. See if we can't track that down.
I may have said that.
See if we can't find that.
Access from any room.
That would be funny. All right. You guys ever have any desire to climb a mountain?
No.
Nope.
I like to hike, but I have no desire to climb a mountain in the sense that ropes would be involved and me hanging from the side of the mountain.
Like that girl in
Fifty Shades of Grey? Ropes around my neck. No, but just, you know what I mean.
That girl in that commercial that climbs to the top of that real high, it's almost like a, I don't know, a rock formation, but right. She's like,
yeah.
That commercial makes me nervous.
Me, yeah. And she starts singing, huh?
Yeah.
Or somebody does.
Well, 31-year-old motivational speaker Spencer West of Toronto, Canada, has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro on his hands, not using his legs.
Because he doesn't have any?
Wow, that's quite an accusation.
Not an accusation. I'm guessing your story.
That is correct, Giorgio. He was born without legs. And, you know, he's one of those people, it's not just he doesn't have legs, but it's like his body ends right after his rib cage. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
Half man? Or half to...
I doubt they call it that.
Half a manicus or some kind of Latin term?
It can't be after his rib cage.
It's just what it looks like. Like, and you know, he's one of those, he walks on his arms, like really fast. He can skitter.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a bottom.
Why? Why is that?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to...
Why is that the puzzle that your mind's trying to solve?
Well, I'm just trying to get a picture.
You're right.
My mind,
he must have a way to eliminate old food.
Okay. That's what I was getting at.
Right. But it looks like he doesn't have one. I mean, you can't figure out where it's positioned. Or it's like in the middle of his back or what?
Okay, let's not focus on that so much. But maybe the fact that the guy just climbed a mountain.
Indeed. He did this. His doctors told his parents when he was born that, quote, he would never do much with his life. Jeez. I don't know about that. Would a doctor say that?
I don't think so.
But I guess that's part of his motivational speech. So anyway, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro over a grueling 7-day period, traveling on his hands.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And I can't...
Makes you think that we're doing pretty much nothing.
I can't climb anything down at Lake Whitney using both legs.
No.
This guy climbed Kilimanjaro.
I'm just worried.
Using his hands and his back anus.
How hot it's going to be walking from the building to the parking garage today. I'm consumed by that.
Consumed by that.
I'm so ashamed.
Well, snap out of it.
And a little quick hit for Mike here, since this is your last day with us for forever. No, this isn't bad. This is an Iowa-related story.
Nice.
Did you see the story where the people who worked at the cereal factory, I guess it's
Quaker Oats, Cedar Rapids,
they won the lottery. Did you see that?
I did. What's the amount?
$241 million.
Whoa.
18 men and two women, ranging in age from 35 to 64. They did the workplace deal where they pool their money together and they buy lottery tickets. And they chose to accept the $160 million lump sum payout, which means that each of them will get $8 million before taxes or $5.6 million after taxes. So
you're set.
$5.6 million. You can retire on that.
Yeah.
Live off the interest. At least 11 of the winners indicated they would retire. One of them said that he is, who's worked there for like 30 years, he said he's going to keep working and take some time before he makes any big decisions, which is what they recommend you do.
That may be a smart thing to do, yeah.
But
would you guys
I'm
keep
predicting it won't go more than a week before he says F it and gives the double birds to his boss and walks out.
Of course, this kind of money to you guys doesn't seem like that big a deal, sure. Given your
hey, that's
where
a year's salary,
right,
dude. That's a lot.
Jeez.
But if you hit it big, would you keep doing this show?
I think the smart thing is to do what that guy's doing, to do it for a while just to see.
To
how
ease
you feel.
Into it.
Yeah. Don't just go and quit the next day. I don't think
no sudden transitions. That's always been my motto. That's why I'm just going to get my up tops done first.
You'd have a big enough transition just to that, I guess, new lifestyle with that much money. Don't encourage him.
So you resist the temptation to storm into offices immediately and settle scores.
Yeah, don't do that.
And say things
you want to make sure there's
be
not been
back.
A clerical error on the lottery ticket right. Or something.
Yeah, don't do that.
There you go, Mike.
All right, Gordo. Thanks for the corner.